Good morning. Thank you so much for joining us this week of Father's Day coming up this coming Sunday. As we look forward to just a great opportunity to honor our earthly dads, it gives me pause to remember some strange stories in the Bible. A lot of different examples of fathers, and many of them we've heard about in many messages. But there's a strange story in Jeremiah chapter 35 about a dad whose children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren were so obedient to his instructions that it became an object lesson that God used to the entire nation of Israel. It says in Jeremiah 35 and verse 1, "The word of the Lord came unto Jeremiah from the Lord in the days of Jeconiah, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, saying, Go into the house of the Rechabites, speak unto them, bring them into the house of the Lord, into one of the chambers, and give them wine to drink." So that's what Jeremiah did, and he set the wine before the sons of the Rechabites, and he said, drink ye wine. Now, in verse 6 of chapter 35, this was their answer. They said, "We will drink no wine. For Jonadab, the son of Rechab, our father, commanded us, saying, Ye shall drink no wine, neither ye nor your sons, forever. Neither shall you build house, nor sow seed, nor plant vineyard, nor have any. But all your days you shall dwell in tents, that you may live many days in the land where you be strangers. Thus have we obeyed the voice of Jonadab, the son of Rechab, our father, in all that he hath charged us, to drink no wine all our days, we our wives, our sons, nor our daughters. And we have dwelt in tents, and have obeyed, and done according to all that Jonadab, our father, commanded us." And then God used that illustration and began to speak through Jeremiah to the nation of Israel. And he said to the nation of Israel, "Look at the example of the Rechabites and follow their example. They listened to one man and they obeyed him. And blessings have come to their entire house. I've spoken to you and you have not obeyed me. And my curse is going to be coming upon you." Strange story. Now, these people were originally known as Kenites, from whom Moses got his wife Zipporah. Later, they were invited by Moses to join the Israelites as they traveled to Canaan. The story is in Numbers chapter 10. But these people were righteous people. And as they lived with the Israelites, kind of among them, they realized sin was just taking a toll on the nation of Israel. And so they, as a people, attempted to stem the tide of this sinful license, shall we say, because it was going to sap the spiritual strength of their own people. In fact, some of these people are still living in Mesopotamia today. Now, they were always shepherds, always have been. And this Jonadab, the son of Rechab, had associated with godly men while he was alive, with Jehu, a godly man, in 2 Kings chapter 10. And we see that his family was watching. They listened to what he said, and they watched what he did. And what an example that is for us as dads. Because dads, our families really need our spiritual leadership. And just as these children followed their dad Jonadab's leadership, words, example, we as dads need to be setting the same kind of example. We don't need to be asking our wives to lead in family devotions. We, the dads, need to be leading in family devotions. We need to be the ones that are setting the example of personal integrity. Many children tell me that they're losing respect for their fathers because they have heard their fathers lie about a situation. You know, Dad, if you lie about a situation, your kids are going to hear it. They're going to pick up on it. And you're going to lose their respect. And so, dads, your families need your leadership. And once you establish that leadership and they respect you, then it's up to you to be sharing personal and family standards. We see that in verses 8, 9, and 10 of Jeremiah 35. In fact, it's so interesting that Jonadab said, you're not to be drinking any wine and not building any houses or sow seed. In other words, not become farmers. But you're going to be living in the land of strangers. They were going to be living with the Israelites. And you're going to be shepherds. So this is the way I want you to live. And so consequently, these are the standards and the rules I want you to follow. In fact, their future wives, of course, had to agree to this standard before the marriage could ever take place for them to marry into this family. Now, what were the rules? Well, we saw that it was no wine, you know, because it's so easy to get drunk and so easy to kind of set your heart on alcohol and not on God for your source of joy and contentment. We're living in a society today that's becoming more and more of a common thing, an accepted thing, sad to say, even in Christian circles. But you see, Jonadab had said, no, no wine, period. The next rule was, I want you to dwell in tents. You ever gone camping? Not just for a week. You ever gone camping for a month? How about longer than that? You know, after a while, there's just enough discomfort that you begin to realize, man, I'm sure not living in style here in this tent. It was designed to teach them humility. There's a lot to be said about our children and our teenagers learning to be humble. It was cold many times. It taught them not to overindulge their bodies. Oh, and the tent was movable. In other words, don't take any thought to settle down, because as shepherds, they were to be ready to move at any time. So these are the rules. Now, why are personal and family standards so important? Dads, why are they important for you? You see, for Jonadab and his family, the Rechabites, their ancestors had always been shepherds. And Moses had raised hopes for their naturalization into the Jewish nation in Numbers chapter 10. But it never happened. They were never naturalized. They were never accepted. And so therefore, they learned that it was wise to live within their present status with contentment. A lot of people, if they thought they were going to be naturalized into the nation, they would have been constantly filled with unhealthy longings and been unhappy as long as they had these unhealthy longings. And so Jonadab said, nope, we're going to live in tents. We're not going to be expecting anything. And if it never happens, then it never happened. You see, being taught to live within your means. Well, that's a great lesson for us as dads to be teaching our children today. To live within our means. And as a result of that, as the Rechabites did that, they wouldn't arouse any jealousy within the land's inhabitants and result in any quarrels. We see that is mentioned in verse 7, the end of verse 7. And Jonadab said specifically, we are strangers in this land, so let's live like strangers. And so these standards armed them against the temptation to begin to acquire, you know. That's where greed and discontentment begins to set in. He said, I want you to be prepared for times of difficulty and adversity, because if you have little to lose, it has little hold on you. I'll say that again. If you have little to lose, it has little hold on you. And I'm afraid to say that many times our children have much to lose, and it has much hold on them. And so they learned to live under rules and discipline, and that was the basis of discipleship. See, that's often the problem of children when they go to a Christian college campus. The rules are present, and they're not used to living under any rules. But the children of the Rechabites lived under rules, and it taught them discipline. Now, dads, your leadership sets a standard of obedience to God. It's amazing. For 250 years, this family obeyed their father. Even after his death, they were still obeying. Even after his correction was no longer possible, they were still obeying. And as a result of that, they obeyed even when the man of God, that's Jeremiah, seemed to want to lead them astray. Remember in verses 2 to 5, he said, drink wine. But they went against the man of God, not realizing that God was testing them. See, God told the Israelites then, the Rechabites obey their dad, Jonadab, and he was only a man, but I'm God. Now, he said, Jonadab's dead and wouldn't know if they disobeyed, but I'm not dead, and I know you're disobeying right now. The Rechabites needed no constant reminders to obey their parents. The Rechabites' rules were even more strict to obey them than God's. But yet they obeyed them without complaint. So God used them as an example to others. I guess the question is, can God use you in the same way? Now, they could have come up with some excuses that could cause them to go into sin, allow them to go into sin. They could have said, well, it's just a hard time in my life. You know, the Rechabites even faced the Babylonian captivity themselves. But they refused to use that as an excuse to disobey their dad. Or they could have said, well, I was just living in a wicked environment, which they were. King Jehoiakim, who's mentioned in verse 1, burned a portion of the Bible in the next chapter and is seen as an evil leader. But yet they refused to use that as an example. See, your environment can be very wicked, kind of like Joseph with Mrs. Potiphar or David with Bathsheba. Or how about the environment that Samson was in? Or how about Daniel's environment? It was very ungodly, yet he purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself. Or they could have said, well, it seemed like everybody else was doing it. See, even God's man seemed weak on separation. Drink the wine. And see, there are people around you that seem to be living like the world. And often we can use them as examples to disobey. So what are the rewards of pleasing a godly dad? Well, we see in the last few verses of chapter 35, although they were not Levites or priests, their devotion to God was rewarded by being chosen as special laymen to minister to the Lord. In fact, even the future generations were still joyfully serving the Lord. 250 years, remember? And so kids, teens, remember this lesson. Your obedience to your parents' teachings will be a great example and foundation for your obedience to God himself. Are there rewards for pleasing a godly dad? What an opportunity it is to see that God told Jeremiah, because of the house of the Rechabites, thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, because you have obeyed the commandment of Jonadab your father, kept all his precepts, done according to all that he hath commanded you, therefore thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, Jonadab the son of Rechab shall not want a man to stand before me forever. What does that mean? For a man to stand before God means that he's given a special place to minister for the Lord. And God was basically telling that entire group of people, the Rechabites, because you have obeyed your dad consistently and given a great example of how to obey God, I'm going to make sure that there is not ever a time when there's no one of your tribe that can stand before the Lord and serve the Lord. You know, friends, whatever your home is like, God blesses obedience. God blesses obedience to your parents' standards and rules and things that will help you to be a godly example to others around you, but also to teach you character, discipline. As I said a few moments ago, discipline is the foundation for discipleship, for you to become a disciple. And so instead of griping about your parents' rules and wishes, accept them from God and say, Lord, what do you want to teach me from these teachings and these rules and standards that would enable me to be a blessing to the generations to come? May God give you a fantastic Father's Day as you honor your godly father by your godly life.